Serious news, seriously entertaining. This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, it is a Wednesday, and at this time every Wednesday, as my good, close, personal friend, my buddy Chad Benson likes to say, the governor of the great state of Arizona, the former governor of the great state of Arizona, Jan Brewer, joins us. Hey, Governor, I know you've been feeling under the weather the last few weeks. We welcome you back. How are you feeling?
Thank you so much. Well, I was really super sick. I thought for sure I was going to die of the COVID. But when I was tested, it was negative. But whatever I had, I could not breathe. I ached inside and out. I was sneezing and coughing and a fever. It was horrible. And the only thing I can surmise, and my doctor sort of decided maybe it was a very, very serious RSV infection, which... You know, so, but I thought I was going to die. It was horrible. But I must tell you, thank you, boys, for the beautiful flowers that you sent. They're still beautiful today, by the way. I took very good care of them. So we're both on the mend.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Because we heard that you were out, and we thought it was COVID, and we're glad that it wasn't. But my goodness, yeah, that RSV thing going around is brutal.
It was awful. I mean, I had no idea that I was going to be so sick, and I couldn't shake it. I mean, I could not breathe. I could not breathe.
My goodness. Well, Governor, I mean, I said this on the show earlier today. I'm doing the show from home because my wife had a sore throat 2 days ago, and I said, hey, listen, just go get the test. You probably are fine. But she actually tested positive for COVID. I've tested negative, but I'm doing the show at home. She's feeling okay. You know, I'm going to talk about it again here in a few minutes. But, you know, even if you're vaccinated, you got to be careful. And even when you are careful, you know, sometimes there's a breakthrough. So, you know, she's...
Exactly. And with that Delta virus, the Delta strain of it, I guess, is very serious. I mean, it's just all over. And the young kids are getting it now. They're having a big outbreak with the young kids. They can't even be vaccinated.
I know.
So
I know.
Can't be too careful, in my opinion.
I'm going to keep a close eye on my wife. She's tougher than everybody.
Yes.
She feels pretty good right now, except for a sore throat. We're separating on different parts of the house. So I'll do the show from the Gatos 3000 at the upstairs of the house. So
very nice. Life is good.
Well.
Don't forget your feeder.
Well, let's talk about life not being so good for the president of the United States. Governor, I wanted to talk to you about Afghanistan. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. I've been so hard on Biden the last few weeks. He's totally deserved it. He botched the exit. But here's the thing. Biden calling Afghanistan the exit an extraordinary success. How is it an extraordinary success when we had 13 members of the military die and we left Americans behind? What is he seeing here that I'm not seeing? Because this was no success to me, Governor.
This was absolutely awful. I was horrified listening to him make that statement, looking at how it all played out. It was absolutely ridiculous, and it's indefensible and inexcusable what they did over there, as far as I'm concerned. It was so bad and so wrong. And you know what, Gatos? I think they did it all backwards. I mean, why don't we get our civilians out, then do something with our equipment, and then pull our military out? And why in the name of God did we give up our air base over there, Bagram Air Base? It's huge. I mean, all that equipment, I leave ourselves so indefensible. It's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Terrible. And Biden will never live this down.
You don't think so? You think this will hurt him politically?
I do, big time. No, people are so upset. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, mothers, dads, service, military, everybody is upset. It has been awful, awful. And then he lied to us. I mean, he just stood there and lied to us. And then he has his press conference that doesn't take any questions. He was a coward.
What in specific did you see him lie about?
He said that we would not leave anybody behind, and we would get them all out by the end of the 31st. Yeah. And that was not true. And he knew, from what I've read and what I understand, he knew that that wouldn't be happening. So he lied. And, no, He's not going to be forgiven for this.
I'm with you.
It's been horrible.
I'm with you, Governor.
Horrible.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. She does every Wednesday right at about this time. Do you think he ignored all the generals? Because it seems like we had the intelligence. It seems like we knew that this thing was going to go sideways pretty quick, probably not as quick as it did. But did he just say, listen, we're getting out, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We may lose some people. But we've got to get out.
That's what it appears. I think that we all know how well trained our generals and our military force are trained, and they understand the situation, and they've been in so many situations where they had to do it right, and they're not going to take anybody's life for granted or any of our military heroes or anything like that. So why would they do it the way that they did it, and really just flat out blow it. It was so horrible. And I was glued to the TV 24/7 practically watching all this play out. My heart was just breaking.
I spoke to some members of the military who served in Afghanistan. We took their phone calls yesterday. And I just there was one woman who called, and she had served in Afghanistan, helped build things for people, saved lives. She said little girls would come up to her and hold her hand and thank us for being there. And what this woman told me yesterday was, well, everything that I did is gone. Over there to make a difference, and we did for a short period of time, and it's gone. And it's all gone. It's all gone back to what was there 20 years ago. So I think what we're
hearing,
go ahead.
Why does President Biden think he can trust the Taliban? I mean, what in the name of God does he think he's thinking? I just say it absolutely makes no sense whatsoever at all.
No.
And I just don't get it at all. No, I had great faith in our military and our generals and our heroes. And to have this fall apart in such an extraordinary, hopeless, shocking play out, that it's just awful. I mean, I've never seen anything like this in my whole life. I thought Vietnam was bad. Vietnam doesn't compare to this mess.
Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer is joining us. Yeah, I think from what the people who were in the military were really trying to get through to us yesterday when we took their phone calls, is it feels, it feels to them like they wasted their time over there because nothing stuck.
Exactly.
That we did.
Exactly. And all the injured people that are military, all the injuries and the deaths and people that made those huge sacrifices to protect our democracy. I mean, and to protect the people of Afghanistan, and then just to walk away from it because he said the date. I mean, he could have backed off that date, for God's sake. I mean, anybody in their right mind, as far as I'm concerned, could have backed off and everybody would have understood. But to give up our own airbase to start with, unbelievable.
Let's talk about the audit for a minute, because there's some news about this. I'll pick your brain on this. So you being a Republican, a long life Republican, you know me, I'm an independent. I bash both sides. So we're finding out.
No one's safe from you.
No one is safe from me. That's right. We're finding out about this Arizona Senate election audit. You know, you have been very harsh saying this thing is not helping anybody. I think everybody knows how I stand on this joke. But now we're finding out that this so-called independent audit, it was conducted mostly by Trump supporters, and it looks to be the case that it was maybe funded by all Trump supporters, and maybe even Donald Trump himself may have helped pay for the audit. If that's the case, doesn't it make this whole thing even more ridiculous?
Well, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, I think we all assumed that it was the Trump supporters that were behind all of this. I mean, just by their records and by how they were going about it. But, it just blows you away that they can't give it up. I mean, there's absolutely no accountability or transparency. And the people are fed up and they're tired of this. And we have a responsibility to know and let the public know that we can hold fair elections and that we are protecting our election system and our democracy.
But we have blown it. Former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer, I'm glad you're feeling much better. I'm glad you got the flowers, beautiful flowers for a beautiful person. And we'll talk to you next week.
Made my day. Thank you.
Bye, Governor.
Bye-bye.
Oh, there she goes. Arizona's former Governor Jan Brewer. All right. Still a lot to talk about. Remember when I told you a couple of weeks ago, stop eating those mushrooms in your yard that are popping up because of the monsoon? Are people starting to eat toads? Oh, for Pete's sake. We'll talk about it in the Gatos and Chad Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Electrical, the two-time winner of the Better Business Bureau's Ethics Award.
All right, thanks for checking out the show. Chad's on vacation. I hear he's actually relaxing. That's good. Barry Markson is in. All right, so coming up in about 10 minutes, I'll give you the update. I'm doing the show from home on the Gatos 3000. My wife tested positive for COVID. My goodness. She's vaccinated. She's feeling fine. A little sore throat. So, you know,
how are you feeling, Gatos? You all right? You don't look that good. I'm worried about you.
Honestly, my body feels fine, but I know how my brain works. And you know how I usually joke how I'm a hypochondriac and all that? It's not a joke. It is not fun to live. Like, I don't care about germs. I always think I'm dying of something, though.
Oh.
What's the big one I'm going to get? What's this one? I think I have this. And it's like, it's awful. So I think I'm fine. But if my head hurts a little bit, now do I have COVID? I'm going to be awful for the next 10 days. But listen, I don't care as long as my wife is okay. I'm going to tell you how this all happened because it's a crazy story. I'm going to do that in about 10 minutes. You know, there's a lot to get to here. You know, we talked earlier about, well, people are going out and buying toilet paper again.
Yeah.
That's just fantastic. So wonderful. We talked about how people are saying no to the vaccine, but I'll take that horse pill and shove it down my throat.
Yes, the dewormer.
Yeah. We also talked, I'm just talking about how people are stupid. Those mushrooms that were popping up around the valley because of the monsoon, you know, people are going outside and they're like, you know what? I'm kind of hungry. I'm going to put my mouth around this and I'm going to eat it. And then they're getting sick. Now we've got rain from the monsoon that's bringing in those toxic Sonoran desert toads. Do I actually have to tell people not to eat those frog legs if they find them in the yard?
We're a day and a half away from those being a COVID therapy. You know that. There's going to be some people eating those things because it makes you get over COVID. It's a preventative measure to lick a toad.
Those things are dangerous, man.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
But have you heard? Like, they're dangerous for humans and pets. A few years ago I heard about this, but these things produce some sort of toxin that release through the glands behind their eyes.
Right. So it's right there. So if your dog gets one in his mouth or they say for people, if you just touch it, it's not that bad. But if you ingest it at all, it's bad. And for animals, it can be pretty dangerous.
And, you know, Chad is he's famous for having like he's got like a zoo at his house.
Giant frogs.
Giant lizards. They're enormous. Right. And he takes care of them and he loves them. Right. And I think one of his favorite lizards died a couple of weeks ago because of a toad.
Oh, no way.
I think he believes that's what killed his lizard. A toad came in, lizard saw it, ate the toad, lizard died.
Wow. Well, now you would think a lizard could survive eating a toxic toad, but I guess not. That's crazy.
I guess not. So don't eat them.
Don't lick them. Don't eat them. Don't let your pets at them. And don't, you know, stop slicing up those mushrooms for a little omelet in the morning. They're not good for you. It's not good.
Oh, gosh.
You know what's incredible, Gatos, is I have a relative. They live in California in an area where there's a lot of mushrooms that just grow naturally. And he's like kind of an expert in it now. He can go out and know the ones you can eat and not eat. And they get all kinds of mushrooms. They're like the kind you buy in the store. They get really good mushrooms. And it's kind of cool, but I don't know enough about it. Like, you don't think that the ones in your backyard would be dangerous, but they are. It's crazy.
Don't eat the ones in your backyard. And don't eat the frogs. All right. Coming up next, so here's the question that I'm living with now. My wife tested positive for COVID. She's got the vaccine. She's feeling pretty good. But how do I live with her for 10 days? Because I haven't gotten a test. I took a take-home test that you buy from, like, Walmart or something, and I was negative, but I don't really know. What are the rules about living under the same roof as your spouse with COVID? We're going to talk about that coming up next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, Chad's on vacation. Barry Markson is in. And so I'm doing the show from home today on the Gatos 3000. Barry's in the studio. It was a kind of a crazy night last night. And Barry, I think I'm going to tell the story. What do you think?
I can't wait to hear it. Just do me a favor. Don't get too close to the microphone. I'm kind of feeling the COVID.
So, you jerk. So last night. So yesterday was Tuesday. my wife woke up in the morning and said, you know, a little scratchy throat. I said, okay, all right, I'll see you, you know, come back and I'll see you tonight. Got home Tuesday night. She goes, yeah, my throat's pretty sore. And I said, all right, well, it could be anything. It could be anything. So I said, why don't we do this? Let me go to, like, Walgreens and get a take-home test, because you can get those for, like, $20. So I went to Walgreens. They were sold out. Went across the store to Walmart. They were sold out. Went down the street to another Walgreens. And I asked the guys there, I said, do you have this take-home test? They said, it's interesting you say that. I said, why? They said, we started out with over 350 of these little boxes with the COVID test that comes in it. Right over there is the last one if you want to grab it.
350 that morning.
That morning. So you can tell people are buying these things. I went to three places, and after I was done taking the last one, three places sold out. So I bring the test back, and I say, listen, you're fine. We're not worried. We're careful. We're vaccinated. We do the best we can, but we still want to go live. Okay. She took the first test. It was positive. I said, all right, let me try that thing. So I took the nose swab and did it, and she's like, no, put it up higher. And I put it up a little bit higher. She says, the directions say to put it higher. I said, listen, if I put it any higher, I'm going to start itching my brain. So took the test. You wait 10 minutes. Mine came back negative. I said, all right, try another box, because it's like two tests per box. Try another one. She took the test again. So let me recap. Her first test was positive. My first test was negative. Her second test was negative. So I'm like, that's $40 I just threw down the drain.
That is awesome.
So I'm like, okay.
Next time, just call me, Gatos, and I'll just tell you if you have COVID or not.
I know.
I can be 50-50.
So I put a mask on. I know, masking at home. How stupid did I feel? Pretty darn stupid. I said, I'm going to go upstairs for the night. You have the downstairs. I'm sure everything's going to be fine. And even if you are positive, we're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. So today's Wednesday. She wakes up. She goes to, like, one of these urgent care places or where you can go and get a test. Because, you know, trying to get a test now is kind of tough. We looked last night. So trying to get a take-home test is tough. Trying to get a test drive-through someplace is tough. So she went and got tested today, positive.
Oh.
So she has a sore throat. And that's really about it. A headache. But it's very mild. And there's a reason why it's very mild. She's vaccinated. Most cases... if you have a breakthrough case, your symptoms are going to be mild. Now, in some people who have a breakthrough case, their symptoms are not going to be mild. It's a hit or miss here.
Yeah.
I do know that if you don't have the vaccine, there's a likely chance you're going to suffer. So I'm glad that we're both vaccinated. I'm glad she's only showing mild symptoms, but there's a whole other part to this, man. And the other part to this is she feels awful today, not physically, but we, in the last 10 hours, we had to cancel a wedding that we were so looking forward to going to on Saturday.
Well, the wedding's still on. You're just not going.
Yes. We are not going. I think they should call the wedding
just
off and wait for us.
That's right.
But that's not how it's going to go. So, and I'll pull the curtain back just a little bit. My wife was a teacher for almost 30 years. And we have a young lady who works at our radio station who my wife taught in second grade.
Wow.
Allie Vetner is a KTAR reporter. And she's a dear friend of ours, family, and we won't be able to go and see her get married, and it crushes us because we were really looking forward to it. Also, on Sunday, we were leaving for Jamaica. We were going to go on vacation. My wife's sister's turning 50. Our niece is turning 30. We've got a couple other families that are going. And we were really looking forward to it. And now we can't we can't go.
But, Gatos, and this is what gets me, is, I mean, you and your wife are obviously both vaccinated and got vaccinated as soon as you could. And
right.
And what bothers me is when people are saying, I'm not getting vaccinated, and whatever the reason is, and I don't want to go into, you know, some of the valid reasons, some of the more conspiracy-laden reasons, but the fact is, you know, people say it's my decision, it's my body. And I get that, and I understand it. But the fact is, they're doing this, and it's putting you and your wife at risk, and now they're fine, but you're dealing with this. You have to stay home. You're missing out on a wedding of a good friend. You're missing out on a vacation. We're all affected by this. Some of us are doing the right thing for the community and for our friends and family, and some of us aren't.
And we're not talking about that enough. I'll take it as, just to hit this a step further. You know, we don't know if an unvaccinated person gave her COVID.
Oh, it's an unvaccinated person.
Well, it could be. I mean, I'm guessing maybe, but it also, with the Delta variant, it could be a vaccinated person.
Right. No, I know.
But what you say is true. You know, if we all got vaccinated, we would not be in this surge.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the point. So,
it really is. And I'll tell you, this really shows you that Delta variant. It's, you know, I think we're all still living in a year and a half ago with the initial COVID surge. And the Delta variant is more transmissible. It's going to travel quicker and get to people faster. It's more dangerous.
It's worse.
If you're not vaccinated, more people are going to the hospital. 98 to 99% of people who are in the hospital and dying from COVID now are unvaccinated. I mean, I don't know what else you need to see as far as statistics go. The percentage of people who are in the hospital because of COVID, it's overwhelmingly the unvaccinated, 85, 87%. And those actually dying from it, it's all unvaccinated people except for just a very, very small percentage, like 1%. The vaccine works. Get the vaccine. I don't understand this. Here is a miracle cure for this, a miracle thing to keep you from getting it or getting very sick, and people are refusing to do it. It's amazing.
I don't have anything to say, man. I think you hit it. I don't get it. I don't get it, but those people probably think you and I are crazy.
Well, the thing is, you know, I hear people say, look, you can't tell people what to do. You have to educate. Well, there's the education. If you get vaccinated,
right,
you're less likely to get a severe case of this. You're less likely to get it at all. I mean, the vaccine works. You're less likely to even get it. And if you do get it, it's going to be a much weaker case. It's going to go way faster. You're way less likely to go to the hospital. You're unbelievably less likely to die. And yet people won't do it. And for a lot of those people, and I know they're good people at heart, just even if you don't do it for yourself, even if you don't think it's good for you, do it for your friends and your family and the people around you and your community, your church, your work, right, your coworkers. Do it for them so that, you know, God forbid you get it and give it to someone else and they get really sick or die. You want to be the person who did that?
No.
Why would you do that? I know most of these people are good people. I know they are. They get caught up in this, and it becomes this, I'm not going to do what you said, and you can't tell me what to do. It becomes this whole other thing. It's really crazy.
Well, why don't we do this next? The CDC has a message for the unvaccinated. For Labor Day. Let's discuss that next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, so we get the 5 o'clock KTA, our news expansion coming up. The Munn is in for the Becky Lynn. And the Barry is in for the Chad. I am just simply Gatos. I am here. So, Bear, the CDC has, I guess, something they'd like to tell the unvaccinated, and it's this. Stay home over Labor Day. They don't want the unvaccinated to fly.
Well, that should work.
Yeah. That should be great. Who comes up? I'll tell you, you know, the messaging, you know, from Trump's White House to Biden's White House has been terrible. The messaging from the administration with Governor Ducey to Kara Crist has been a joke. With the CDC, they botched this thing from day one by knowing that there were some people coming in from that cruise ship. Remember the cruise ship that got COVID?
Yep.
They put a lot of people on a plane. They were all packed together. They brought them into Atlanta, and they said, okay, now you can take a flight and you can leave. And they all had COVID. That's the CDC for you. And so, amazing. The CDC is saying, okay, the Delta variant's here, so here's the best thing that we can do. We're just going to ask you, if you're unvaccinated, don't fly and don't go out. These guys are a bunch of dopes.
Yeah, just as if that's enough. Just tell them not to go out and everything will be okay. I do think they're saying it now because if there's going to be another spike after Labor Day, Gatos, you know that's what's going to happen. People are getting together again. They're traveling. They're in airports. They're getting together with friends and family. There's going to be barbecues. There's going to be another surge after this, and I think they're just kind of saying, hey, we asked you not to go out, we asked you not to do these things, and people are still going to do it. But I the CDC's, you're right, they've messed up. I like to think that everybody's doing what they think is best, but the biggest thing they did at the beginning, we forgot, was they were tasked with a testing system, and the test they came up with, they created their own test instead of letting the people in the private sector do it, and the test didn't work. So they rolled.
Was that at the beginning too?
At the very beginning, we were weeks behind because the testing protocol, the test didn't work, and it took them 2 or 3 weeks to figure that out. It was awful.
And then it just goes downhill from there. I mean, you know, a ban on mask mandates in school. You know, a number of people. Yep. Was it like 80 million people in the United States didn't get vaccinated yet? Yeah, it's tough. So, the CDC, good for you guys. You asked the unvaccinated not to travel. Yeah, that's got a lot of teeth in it. We got the 5 o'clock KTAR expansion, Barry. Stick around. We got the 5 o'clock hour, baby.